Hey True North, it's Tuesday, September 22nd. My name is Eugene, and welcome to True North Daily. So as we mentioned in our last episode, we're hoping to change the pace and even format of this platform and podcast for our church. And we're hoping every Friday we can highlight, share, maybe even do an interview with certain members and attendees of our church, and even those outside of the church. But given that today, what I wanted to focus on and meditate on together was a reflection of this past Sunday sermon. If you didn't know, we're going through a three-part vision series, and it's funny because usually when we have this vision series annually, Jay, myself, and leadership board, what we try and do is unveil a plan of great design with new ministries with a detailed idea of what to expect in the upcoming year. But as we all know, this year has been anything but plannable, and what we're trying to do rather than planning or thinking this is what we're going to do in 2021, just to be humble and to go back to our roots of loving God with our heart, mind, and soul. And last week, Jay touched on how we are called to love God with all of our minds. And one interesting thing that he touched on was so often for many of us, how we see that command to be is to just gain pure knowledge, maybe of scripture, maybe of theology, maybe of just the facts in the Bible, and thinking that is how we're growing spiritually with God. And Jay went on to describe in a good sermon that oftentimes we don't connect with what we learn mentally and believe it and apply it and live it out in our hearts and daily lives. Now, what are we to do then? Again, Jay mentioned this, but I don't think it means, hey, ignore your Bible and just be quote-unquote Christian. But I do think there needs to be a major perspective change in how we approach scripture, information, and theology, because for many of us growing up, we were used to just studying raw information for SATs, for college apps, even in college. And the American setting that we lived in, the educational system, it forces you to just learn and regurgitate facts. And what often happens is you just memorize for a test, you try and cram as much as you can the night before, and you try to spit it all out on test day. And the next day, it's probably out of your mind by then. And one thing that I wonder and fear is if that type of approach to information and loving God with our minds is what we do with our Bibles, with the information that we learn maybe in a study, with theology, that we think, man, if we can just cram enough facts, if we can just read enough books, if we can just regurgitate quotes and Bible verses, then that is what makes us holy and close to God. Again, like Jay mentioned, there's a huge disconnect when that happens. And oftentimes you're not worshiping God, you're just worshiping information. And information is safe, it's achievable, it's something that you can do and earn. But God is a living God that we worship. He isn't stagnant, he isn't cold, he isn't a set of facts just to uncover, he is a living person. And one paradigm that we must constantly remind ourselves, as much as we hear, and even as cheesy as it sounds maybe, is that we need to approach God in the paradigm of being in a relationship. Jesus tells us in John 15:15, "No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." It's interesting that Jesus says, "I don't want to call you servants," because I think he thinks that we often think of ourselves as servants, as trying to impress God with our information by saying, "Lord, let me love you with my mind and show you how much I've learned." But if we could all go back to maybe high school, or maybe we're going through this now, you know, the period before you date a boy or a girl, it's always a weird time because the relationship is in flux. You're not sure if they like you. You're not sure if you're in the bubble yet. And what happens is you try and impress them and at the same time garner and gain as much information as you can. You study them, not in a creepy way, I hope. You read about what they like. You ask your friends what they're doing, what they like, what they think about him or her. And what happens is, and what you're doing is you're gaining information for a purpose. to hopefully establish a deep relationship with that person of interest. And oftentimes, I think that's what we're called to do with God. That as we learn about theology in Scripture, as we learn about stories in the Old Testament and New, it's not just facts that we're memorizing, but it's characters and stories and information that we're learning to learn about the character of God Himself. That this information that we're trying to gain with our minds, that loving God with our minds is to further and deepen our relationship, our friendship with God. And Jay mentioned this as well, but what this means is that not that you only focus on quote-unquote holy things, that you shouldn't be on Netflix, that you shouldn't be on Twitter or TikTok, although we should watch our intake, your relationship with God shouldn't just change your habits, but change how you view your habits. You know, an example, once you get that person of interest, they become your boyfriend or girlfriend or wife or husband. You know, many times it does change your life. There's certain habits that you have to give up, but generally you still live your life also as an individual. There's passions that you still carry on your own, hobbies that you have that your spouse or your significant other may not carry. But one thing is certain for a genuine deep relationship, marriage, dating, that relationship needs to change how you view whatever you're doing. You know, if I'm out late with the boys, if I'm single, I can do all that I want to do. But because I'm in a relationship, yeah, I can still go out with the boys. But that also has to change how late I stay out, what I do with them, and how I interact, and how I carry myself in public because I'm in a deeper relationship than just being with myself. So as we're called to love God with all of our minds, let's not study like we're studying for the SAT or for a college app, but garnering, gaining information about the character of God to deepen our friendship, our relationship with Him, so that it may change every aspect of our life. Let's pray. Lord, we're called to love You with our whole selves, our heart, our mind, our soul. And oftentimes as we try and love You with our minds, we may be trying to impress ourselves, maybe trying to impress You with knowledge, maybe even using it as some sort of hierarchical power grab. Allow us to love You with our minds in order to deepen our relationship with You, in order to find out who You really are, what You're calling us to do, what You're calling us to change, repent, and be transformed into the image of Christ. So allow us to constantly and consistently do that in our lives, to love You with all that we have. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you.